I don't know if everybody thinks of these mitzvahs in the same way that I do, but I always view that there are four mitzvahs essay d'oraisa that are linked to the different events in the course of the year. We get a chaperayim to get all four of these mitzvahs every year. Some years we lose two out of the four, but the theoretical four mitzvahs d'oraisa are the mitzvah tekiyas shofar, the mitzvah essay of sitting in the sukkah, the first night of sukkah, the mitzvah of betilas lulav. We have to skip to chodesh nisan to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Okay, these four mitzvahs have a common denominator to them, that they're all mitzvahs say, they're all mitzvahs say deraisa, and they're all mitzvahs say that are linked to a specific time, to, of course, to a specific yontif. The years when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, so you get, you know, you're batting 500, you lose two out of the four. But most years, like this year, at this year we get all four of them. So not only are these four mitzvahs deraisa linked to one another in that sense, but there's actually a sugya that permeates all four of them. I thought we would try to take the opportunity to learn together tonight. It's a fairly self-contained sugya for our purposes, but it's actually a sugya that, it's hard to use the phrase appears in all four. It appears clearly in one of them. It is unclear whether it appears in the other, and it is clear that it doesn't appear in the other two, and the question is why it doesn't appear. Now that I gave that riddle, I figure what in the world, what cloud am I talking about? So the cloud that I'm talking about is actually the sugya mitzvah bavi aveira. How does the sugya mitzvah bavi aveira play out specifically for tekiyas shofar, tekiyas lulav, sukkah, and matzah? What is the relationship or lack thereof between the four? So we have definitely spoken about mitzvah bavi aveira once or twice or five times over the course of the years, but just the unique twist, whereas most shiurim about mitzvah bavi aveira begin in Masechta Sukkah, we're going to start backwards. We're going to start it from the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, because this is advertised as primarily in the Yom Shiur, although I was very careful not to say what the topic was going to be. I didn't even say which Yom it was going to be, so I could have talked about any in the Yom, but I'm going to focus, beginning with Rosh Hashanah, and then try to move throughout the course of the year. So the sugya begins on Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. We had the special course this summer to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph in the Esyas Lakolo. So the Gemara begins on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph, right around almost a little bit before halfway down the page. The first little line is Bebor. So the end of the line, Amrav Yehuda. Amrav Yehuda, B'shofar shal ola lo yitka, v'im toka yotza. B'shofar shal shlomim lo yitka, so Rav Yehuda presents two halachas, comparing and contrasting. One is, if you take a shofar from an animal that is an ola, or if you take a shofar from an animal that is a shlomim. So presumably you shouldn't be doing that, because both of these animals are kodesh, so that's not really supposed to be used for tekiyas shofar is a very important mitzvah. You're not supposed to be using a davar shel hekdesh. But they part ways in the following sense, that if you take a shofar shel ola, so b'diavad you're going to be yotzei. If it's a shofar shel shlomim, b'diavad you're not going to be yotzei, which is startling, because presumably it should be the exact opposite. The violation of using ola is a much more serious violation than the violation of using shlomim, because ola is kachin, it's a much more serious flagrant violation, where shlomim is much less of a problem. It's only kachin kalim. So why the discrepancy? So the Gemara explains, ba'ola bas ve'ilahi kev the mo ba nafka lo l'chulin. Ola, although it's a more serious violation, it carries with it the consequence of me'ila. Whenever you use something that's kachim kachim, so it goes l'chulin, jayitza l'chulin. Me'ila was an aveiri, did a terrible aveiri, but one of the advantages, so to speak, of doing me'ila is that now the object is no longer kodesh. So since the object is no longer kodesh, it's considered to be somehow, it's like kiyoso v'chilul v'bankechem or something. That since it's being this chal, it's losing its kedusha, so the isra is basically being mitigated at the time that you're actually blowing. So somehow that doesn't pose a problem. Where shlomim is a much more serious problem, shlomim doesn't lend itself to me'ila. There's no me'ila on kachim kalim. So since shlomim doesn't lend itself to me'ila, the animal remains b'kedushasa b'tchila v'yatzoiv. So at the time that I'm blowing the shofar, I'm violating the isra being nenim na'shlomim, and therefore I'm not going to be yatzoiv. So the bottom line is, it's clear from the Gemara that blowing shofar in a context of aveira raises a red flag. That if and when you violate an aveira b'shas tekiyas shofar, you're not going to be yotzei. Ola, we can kind of look the other way at, because of the tziyaseh l'chulin, shlomim, we have no other way to look, and therefore we have a problem. Now, truth to be told, this entire sugya is rejected a couple of lines later, because the Gemara throws at us another curveball in Hilchas Mitzvahs and Isurim, mitzvah slav lihanas, namely that the hanor that you got, the benefit that you got from being yotzei the mitzvah, that doesn't count anyway. that's not considered to be a Isra Hana altogether, and therefore you basically didn't do anything wrong, because Mitzvahs Lavi Hadas didn't do. So we're not learning the sugya from that angle, we're learning the sugya pre-Maskana. We're learning within the world of Rav Yehuda, who thought that Hana from blowing a shofar is a problem, and therefore you're not going to be Yaitzir Mitzvah. So barring Ola because of the quirk that's Yaitzir L'chulin, but putting that aside, i.e. when it comes to Shlomim, the violation of an Isser, that gufa prevents you from being Yaitzir Mitzvah. The question is, why is that? Where did that come from? So I did an Aveira, Chatasi Avisi Pashati. I did an Aveira, it was Nenem and Ashlamim. So what? Why does being Nenem and Ashlamim prevent me, but the Evet, from being Yaitzir Mitzvah? The Gemara doesn't say a word about it.
But it's, then you're doing it
in one action. But, I'm posing this theoretical question. I want to know what the answer to that question is. So, it sounds like it's almost like a foolish question. Isn't the answer obvious? I introduced 5 minutes ago by saying we're talking about the concept of mitzvah of Yaveira. So isn't that the obvious answer to the question? That yes, I'm doing a mitzvah, but since I'm doing a mitzvah at the expense of an Aveira, isn't it mitzvah of Yaveira that's playing out over here? So notice the Gemara doesn't use those words. The Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara doesn't explain anything. The Gemara just makes a statement in that Yotzei. The Gemara never explains why not. So the Ritva on our sugya, I sent it on the Mamakonis. So the Ritva poses this question. Why, in fact, you're not Yotzei? So it's in the bottom of the second column of the Ritva, column Reis and Beis. V'hadi Amrina b'shofar shlomim came to lay spain me'ila b'isurei koi kashali. Me come up with a tochabo. The bottom line is the guy blew the shofar. So Yom Kippur Lechem, he blew the shofar. U'ma'ali yavu b'isurei loy. What's the difference whether you violated an isra or not? Now the Ritva is suspecting you're going to come up with the shul Torah, and he blows it out of Bach before he even started. Came to Amrina b'shofar shalom. Don't tell me a shul Torah, you're not yotze, because it's not your shofar. And there's a din of lachem by shofar, and kashim doesn't belong to you. Ritva's, that's ridiculous. Why? Be yotze b'shofar shofar. These b'sham. You be yotze with a power shofar. Don't din of lachem by tekiyah shofar. Yom tru'ah lachem. That doesn't mean that the cheftz of the sharif has to be lachem. So therefore, that's clearly not the route to take. So what's the answer? So the Ritva says the simple answer. Yeshlam, what we would have expected. To be kamakom ika b'shamitzah b'beveir k'disa b'levagozul. So the Ritva makes 2 points. Number one, he tells you the reason, and he makes reference to this klal existing in other sugyas of Shas. It's based on Nitzah Bab Yaveira. And just in case you're not familiar with this is, says the Ritva, Ayin Masech HaSukkah, the beginning of the third parak, where the Mishnah says, that the Gemara explains in the Mishnah, that you're not Yaitzah with the Lulav HaGozel. What's wrong with the Lulav HaGozel? So the Gemara gives 2 reasons. One is the reason it's not Lachem, which Taka is a din that governs Lulav. And the Oidya Shlomo, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah of Yaveira. So the Ritva says it must be that principle of mitzvah of Yaveira that's playing out here as well. Inami. So you read a Rishon, and he says Inami, you're already in trouble. Because the Inami, the Ritva is already admitting by even bothering to give us another potential answer, that there's something questionable about the first answer. What's the second answer? Inami. The second answer is my mind. It's hard to understand. She'im lo yatza lo avid isura, mutav ulay mar shelo yatza. Talking in circles, says the Ritva. A guy blows a shofar, and there are 2 potential halachas that may emanate. He may get credit in Shemayim, he may get the check for being yaitzir the mitzvah, and he may get the X for violating the isra. No, I'm going to assume the mitzvah. Not for the violation of being nanim in a kachim, but nanim in a shalom. So there are 2 possibilities out there. Says we probably think about it really hard. We could actually have 2 different routes that we could take in terms of analyzing what just resulted from a shofar. Either we could say, yes, you were yotzei, but by doing so, what are we condemning him to? What are we, in a sense, signing off on? By telling him that he's yotzei, what are we saying? He violated the isra of shlomim. I got a great way. I want to be a nice guy. I want to save the guy in Aveira. What do? The only way for me to save him the Aveira is if I declare that what? That he's not Yotzei, then it turns out he didn't gain anything. If he didn't gain anything, then he wasn't Nenem and Ashlomim, and he didn't do anything wrong. So he ends up, Baruch Hashem, no gain, no loss. He ends up with 0. So if we declare that he is Yotzei, then he's got mitzvah credit, You also got Aveira credit. I don't know if it's like in Yonah the Yom, Pesach, Metshuva, Mitzvah's Kedeng Aveira. So I'm not trying to be Mechashim, Mitzvah's Kedeng Aveira. But he ends up with a one thing in the plus column, one thing in the minus column. If we'll tell him that he's not Yaitzeh, then it was a washout. Then he has nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Then he'll be smart. He'll go blow with a kosher shofar next an hour from now. So therefore, if we have those two choices in front of us, mutav hu loimash lo yotza. It's better to say that he's not Yaitzeh. And that's the pshat of the sugya. So the truth is that I don't want to focus too much on the second teretz. I want to focus more on what was wrong with the first teretz, but totally, I'm the Mitzorich. Anybody know what the second teretz means? Oh, so that's like our initial reaction. It's almost like that charonim in the sugya of Yavid Lo Mahani, which in and of itself is a hard thing to understand. But I remember when we spoke about this in the summer, so I raised the following question. Ritva's telling us that because it's better not to have aveiras and not to have mitzvah, it's better to have a clean slate with zero, therefore, what's the next word? Therefore blank, say that he's not Yotzei. So who makes that? Who is saying that exactly? The Chachamim are saying he's not Yotzei? The Torah is saying he's not Yotzei? So it sounds like Eliot is deciding with the possibility of the Ritva that La'ola min ha-Torah, what really happened? Min ha-Torah, what really happened? He was Yotzei. What do you mean he wasn't Yotzei? Blue shofar, he was Yotzei? He didn't have it.
It's like
Tishon
Sivah.
Oh, so Eliot's doing a very, very long description of this Ritva. That what Ritva means is that we are going to do him a favor. Le'ola, maybe lived in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. This fellow blew a shofar, and he blew a shofar, and he violated an Isser. So he's got a plus, and he's got a minus. So this that's what the din deraisa should have been. But what? We're going to turn around and do the guy a toiva, and we're going to cancel his mitzvah. Yeah, the guy's standing there in shul, blowing a shofar, shul shlomim. And we're going to say, no, we're going to do the greatest toiva that we're going to see in that Yotzei. We're going to say, who are we going to say in that Yotzei? So Eliot's referencing the toiva in Masechah Sukkot Tav Gimel, where toiva says that the chachamim can mamash, they can cancel it, they can destroy a mitzvah. They can declare that something that we thought was a mitzvah just partially doesn't exist. It's not called a mitzvah anymore. What gave them the grandiose courage to do that is a loaded question. We're not talking another place. But the Ritva seems to be saying that the Rabbanon we're going to do mitzvah of canceling the mitzvah. Is that the shot? Well, maybe no. Maybe the Ritva is referencing some kind of din d'araisa, which we're not quite sure where it came from. That mid the araisa, the Torah itself builds in this protection, so to speak, this option. That the Torah would rather say, Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Chol B'Yatzeh, would rather say, you're not yet to the mitzvah, thereby saving the aveir. Where that comes from, I have no idea. So I'll tell you the truth, I don't know Pshat the second day. I don't know.
Can the din d'rabbanan act mean that hefker is hefker?
But the problem is you don't need to own a shofar. Hefker is hefker works when you have mitzvahs that you have to own, but things that you don't. You mean you want to say you can do something really fit? Right. No, but that, they can do whatever they want. I mean, the chum could be maf, they can be mafka your ability to originally of owning the animal, and then it wasn't hefker altogether. It wasn't hektish altogether. Wow, that's already that's a chayav mafka kedusha. You can do a lot of things, but the ma'aser we don't have on record that did any of that. So I don't know the answer to the real beer in the second day of the Ritva. I'm not sure, but one thing I do know is that the Ritva clearly wasn't satisfied with the first answer, that he felt the necessity to look for a second teretz. And I want to know. I want to focus tonight on what was quote unquote wrong, what was deficient, what was questionable about the first teretz. So the mitzvah, the sugya, a mitzvah of aveira, not a great surprise. We can take a look at the Masechah Sukkah for a moment. Those who have the Gemara's in Masechah Sukkah with them. So the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Ruv HaGozel, you're not Yotzei. So the Gemara makes the following observation. The Gemara says it's three lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. El HaGozel, Bishlom Yontif Rishon. I understand on the first day of Yontif, you're not Yotzei. Tichsiv Lachem Yishol Lachem. El B'Yontif Shein. Yontif Shein here does not mean Chutz Lorz Yontif Shein. It means after the first day. It means the mitzvah of shaking the Ruv after the first day. Amaylo, why are you Yotzei? Presumably there's no bit of Lachem after the first day. It's based on a different reason entirely, the sugya mitzvah babi aveira. I think Moses gives you a difficult mocker, but Lamai said, bottom line is such it didn't exist, called mitzvah babi aveira. So I understand. What's wrong with mitzvah aver? Mitzvah aver is a poisel by lulav. So why doesn't it for certain poisel by shofar? Why is the Ritva hesitating and come up with the shtickle Torah that we don't even understand what he's talking about in the seventh Eretz? What was wrong with the first Eretz? It's a fair shikamara. There's a constant mitzvah aver. So the answer is not so poshut, because we start off the shiur by saying there are four mitzvahs: the mitzvah of shofar, of lulav, sukkah, and matzah. So far, shofar, we can't tell whether mitzvah aver is appropriate. 2 days in Ritva. Lulav, we have it explicit in the Gemara. Let's go talk about sukkah for a second. We'll keep the Chodesh Tishrei for a second. Does mitzvah aver appear in the sugya of sukkah? Unfortunately, it doesn't. So let's take a look on Daf Tesem and Aleph for a moment. But the Gemara is discussing the sugya of a sukkah gzula. I stole the sukkah. Now, how that happened exactly? Does that mean I stole the schach, I stole the walls, I kicked the guy out of it, I gave him a shotgun and threw him out of his... I don't know the details right now, how you create a sukkah gzula in the first place, but tachlis, you got yourself a sukkah gzula. So how do you know a sukkah gzula is no good? So the Gemara says, on the bottom of Tesem and Aleph, dashing for the word l'cha, ha'mevoy le'lemute gzula. The word chagas sukkas tasa l'cha comes to exclude a stolen sukkah. On the spot, the bottom Tosis asks, Tema, take one shot of the mitzvah b'aveira. What happened to mitzvah b'aveira? So all of a sudden we see that mitzvah b'aveira isn't always making its grand appearance like we would have expected it. In lulav it appears loud and clear. In shofar, it's halfway appears in 2 days in Ritva. In sukkah itself, it's strikingly missing. Similar to its missing in sukkah, it happens to also be missing in matzah, which is exactly an observation that Tosfos makes. Go skip back to the Daflam and Aleph for a second, back to Tosfos Maseches Sukkah, the Daflam and Aleph. The end of the first Tosfos, very four lines at the end of the first Tosfos. Umiyo Teimah, very 6 lines. So a prayer called Shah, deciding Ein Yotzi de Matzah betevel. A person is not Yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that Trumas and Maisos weren't taken off of. The Darsh Lemekra, there was a whole drasha for this, Fractosis. Typically, Mishum Mitzvah Babi Avera, Kachli Surban up in the Matzah. It's obviously not Yotzei. It's Mitzvah Babi Avera, no mention, no Zeichen, not a word about Mitzvah Babi Avera, the Sugya Matzah. So, Rabbosai, we have four mitzvahs that we started out with. We thought they're pretty similar to one another. Lulav is the only place where Chazal say Pem Mali Mitzvah Babi Avera. Rosh Hashanah, we have a half baked mention 2 days in the Ritva. We're not sure what the Sukkah of the Ritual is all about. Sukkah's clearly missing, and Matzah's clearly missing. What is going on? What is the Yesod HaDavar? Why does Mitzvah Aveira make an appearance sometimes and seem to disappear in other places and seems to be questionable in third places?
Could you say that Ritual was not confident with Mitzvah Aveira because of the Rambam? That the Rambam says that Shofar or Bezel is Mutar because you don't say because can't steal sound?
Ein be kol din gezel. The problem is that clearly that Rambam is unique to gezel, because the Gemara does talk about the iser of being nene, and assuming that mitzvah is lehanos nene, which we don't paskin, the Gemara talks about the possibility of the violation of me'ila by blowing the sound. So ein be kol din gezel somehow doesn't transfer to ein be kol din me'ila. Why that's a difference, I'm not sure, but it's clear from the Gemara that that's the case. So I'm not sure the Rambam is going to save us here.
Because by shofar and by lulav, it's not mitzvah
habaga aver,
but it's mitzvah
bad aver. I mean, it's even worse. You're making matters worse than me. You're telling me that the shofar, I'm literally doing the aver b'shas maisa. So then, hadakush duchtos, then what in the world is wrong with the first teretz? Okay, you made me a stronger kasha. I appreciate it. Some Rishonim say like you, and they make the kasha even stronger. So everybody say, what's going on? So one possible approach to this entire sugya is to go back to the ABCs of Mitzvah B'Aveira and ask ourselves, does Mitzvah B'Aveira exist altogether? Is it a concept in Halacha? A concept in Halacha. I just read you Gemara Daf Chav Tes in Masechta Sukkah. Of course it's a concept in Halacha. Not so, of course. So if you go back to Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, so comes the Gemara and says, yes, it's true. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're not Yotzei with a lulav agozel, even after the first day. But guess what? Not everybody agrees to Rabbi Yechanan. And the Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Aleph tells us, it's about two-thirds down. The first one is a pliga. Upliga de Rabbi Yitzchak. De Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmenia Meshmuel. Lo shana el biyantuf rishon. But biyantuf sheini mitach sheyetzi mishol yotzinami begozel. Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel said you are yaitzi with the stolen loaf on the first day, not yaitzi talachem. But on the third day, chol hamoed, you can be yaitzi with the stolen loaf. We're not advocating, we're not encouraging you to steal things, but if and when you stole a lulav, you're yaitzi the mitzvah b'diavad with a stolen lulav. So what's pshat in Shmuel? Shmuel forgot mitzvah b'veir. What's happening? So there's a major machlekes in Rishonim. What point was Shmuel arguing about? Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not yaitzi, it's a b'veir in Rishonim. And Shmuel says, no, you are yaitzi. So what are they arguing about? So the Baal HaMor, in Masechta Sukkah says, Shmuel was arguing lock, stock, and barrel. He completely and totally denied the very institution of Halacha Mitzvah. There's no such animal called Mitzvah B'Veir. How do you know it's true? V'shteit the Mishnayis, V'shteit the Torah Mitzvah B'Veir. V'shteit the Pesukim, a pasuk from Malachi. You know, a pasuk from Malachi. Says the Baal HaMor, Shmuel denied the entire sugya, hakol mikol kol. And therefore, says the Baal HaMor, if ever you find the sugya in Shas where you're expecting mitzvah b'aveir to appear and it doesn't, don't get too nervous, says the Baal HaMor. It doesn't because the Gemara doesn't want to address the issue, which is totally machlekes ha'maariv. So you have a sugya on daf tes of a sechah sukkah that's pilpulling about how do you know a stolen sukkah is possible? So says the Baal HaMor, don't ask the kasha, why is it mitzvah b'aveira? You're right. If you really truly accept mitzvah b'aveira, it's all fine. Then a sukkah is also covered by mitzvah b'aveira. But since not everybody accepts it, like Shmuel, and says the Baal HaMor, we may even pass it like Shmuel, believe it or not. So therefore the Gemara didn't want to introduce something that was controversial. For that matter, if you look at other sugars in Shas, where you would have expected it to be front and center, such as by matzah, why does the Gemara have to find a puzzle to disqualify matzah shel tevel? Typically, it's about beveira. What's the etzel about more? Same pizitin. Says, don't ask any kashas on Gemaras that don't quote mitzvah beveira. If you have the Amoron, didn't think it was true. If you go down the route of Balamor, now we can understand the ritual very easily. We have a Gemara that says, Gaval, if you blow the shofar shel shlomim, you're not yaitzi b'diavad because of the terrible aveira. Frek the mitzvah, so what? Why does that disqualify the mitzvah? So the mitzvah runs and says, mitzvah aveira. You know why the mitzvah is hesitating? Because, well, not everybody even buys into that. Shmuel disagrees with it. The Baal HaMor disagrees with it. Maybe we didn't even pass it like it. So the mitzvah wanted to make life smooth for us. He wanted to explain to us, yes, if you're a mitzvah b'aveira believer, if you believe in that person, you're a Rabbi Yechon, man, then I have one teretz for you. And in case you're a Shmuel man, I give you another teretz. So if you go down the route of the Baal HaMor, everything's hunky-dory, everything is wonderful, that any and every time mitzvah b'aveira fails to appear, it's not that we're convinced it's not true, it's just we're not sure whether it's true or not true, and therefore we don't want to invoke something that's controversial. That's the Baal HaMor's theory permeating all the shas, all the sugyas, where mitzvah b'aveira does or doesn't appear. However, the Baal HaMor made one big assumption. He was assuming that Shmuel denies mitzvah. Legamre hakol mikol kol. So we take a look back in the Flamen of Nala from the Sefer Sukkah, the bottom Tosus. It's not even a line. It's a half a line of a Tosus. Mitev sheyetz mishol yot mishol begoz. That was Shmuel's statement. Hocha daf kashu midirabonu nuchai she mitzvah b'yaveira. What did Tosus say? You know why Shmuel doesn't invoke mitzvah b'aveira? We're talking about lulav when? A second day, third day chalamayit, Hashan Rabbah, this is lulav derabonah, this is takos of Yechven Zakai, this is not a mitzvah deraisa. Shmuel denied the pasuk Malachi. Chalila says Tosus. Shmuel didn't accept the Torah klal of mitzvah b'aveira. Chalila says Tosus. Avada. There's a concept of mitzvah b'aveira. Everybody agrees it's mitzvah b'aveira. The only reason why Shmuel doesn't mention it here is because there's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And he felt that mitzvah d'rabbanan, we're not going to smack you with mitzvah b'aveira. But by a mitzvah d'araisa, of course there's a cloud called mitzvah b'aveira. Nobody argued with that.
You're assuming
mitzvah d'araisa, just totally against us. Maybe. I mean, Tosfos in the top clearly holds that way also, because they asked the kasha for matzah, so they would definitely hold it that way. Possibly. The two shahs may or may not be dependent upon another. It's not so partial dependent upon another. So what did this one half line tell us? What did they just do? They took the whole big balloon of the Baal HaMor, the grandiose Bahalach of the Baal HaMor, and Alash Shigas and Shas, popped a little hole in it, and said, who denies Mitzvah B'Veira? Never heard of such a person. Shmuel never denied Mitzvah B'Veira. So if Tosfos is right, that by Mitzvahs D'Oraisa, Everybody subscribes to the mitzvah of Aveira. Our first beer in Rosh Hashanah is not going to work. Our first beer in the Ritva. The Ritva is not Meshuvah to Tosfos. But we have one mahalach in all the sugyas. That's Balamor. If you don't have Balamor, you have to look for a different mahalach. So the Eliyahu points out correctly, maybe Tosfos themselves can solve the problem for us. Because in that Tosfos, we're jumping back a little bit, back to Sukkot Daf Tes and Aleph. But Tosfos asked the question, how come Mitzvah Aveira doesn't appear in Hilchos Sukkah? We would have expected it vis-a-vis the Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. So Tosfos says in that bottom Tosfos, Hamavayale, the first one in line is Yeshvu. There are 5-6 lines into the Tosfos. Yeshlomo, the time of the Mitzvah Aveira, lav derais element of Rabbanon. Says Tosfos, the institution of Mitzvah Aveira exists with everybody, but not in HaTorah. It was a principle that was made up by the Chacham. I had to Paskim Malachi. The Rabbanon, that's alluded to in the Paskim Malachi. It's not a Din Deraisa, the Chalal. According to that Tosfos, that it's not a Din Deraisa, which sugyas now read like charms? So the sugya and Sukkah Daftes, why isn't it mentioned for Sukkah? Because we're trying to passel the Sukkah with Deraisa, so we quote a Paskim. What other question is answered that Tosfos couldn't answer in Daf Lamed? Matzah Shaila. Why doesn't it appear in Pesachim? The answer is very simple, because the other Gemara is trying to pass the matzah with the Raisa. What else would be nice? The Ritva would also fit nicely into this theory of the Balatosis. If you think that Mitzvah Aveira is only a Derabbanan Tikkudin, so then I can understand the hesitation of the Ritva. The Ritva's first teretz is why you're not Yaitse. You say you're not Yaitse. Why? Because it's only a Derabbanan Tikkud problem. The Eidye Shloimar, why you're not Yaitse? Maybe it's a deraisa tikkun problem, going back to what we said before, whether that second teretz of the Ritva is really deraisa and the Rabbanan. So we understand, according to Shita Zatosis and the Tesson Sukkah, the same way the Gemara in Sukkah ignored Mitzvah Aveira, the same way the Gemara in Pesachim ignored Mitzvah Aveira, maybe that's the reason why the second day and the Ritva is ignoring Mitzvah Aveira. The theme of the Shira is ignoring. Why are we ignoring? Why is Mitzvah Aveira getting the cold shoulder? So according to the first beer is, because it may not exist, going to the second that, that doesn't exist, it exists, but it may only exist in the world of the Rabbanans. So it's a similar approach, albeit with an important nuance and difference. According to the Balamor, it's possible it doesn't exist, but Chalal, according to the second beer, it for sure exists, albeit in the Rabbanan.
According to the second approach, why would the Rabbi even bring it up?
Because it could be that was goof for the Nakuda that the Rabbi didn't want to commit himself to. The first approach may have held it some Aveira's derais, and it was backpedaling, and you know what? I and my colleagues in Sukkot Daftes, maybe it's Rabbanan, therefore I got another Teretz. We can't tell. Is there any other solution to these multiple problems? Basically, it's the same problem. Why it doesn't appear in Matzah, why it doesn't appear in Sukkah, and why it may not appear in Shofar. So there is a third approach to this topic. The famous Sheet and Rishonim that appears in two places. The Ritva makes mention of it and doesn't really like it, but it does appear in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in the Seches Pesachim actually makes mention of it and actually does like it and actually concludes like it. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz goes back to the ABCs, back to the drawing board. Where did this klal of Mitzvah Aveira come from? So we take a look back to Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Top of the Lamed Amud Aleph, now the mitzvah of Aveira. Shenemar, what's the source for mitzvah of Aveira? A loaded pasuk. Vaveisim gozel v'sepiseyach v'sechoyle. The Navi says in Navi Malachi, don't bring these terrible animals, these blemished animals. You're bringing me stolen karbonos, and bringing me lame karbonos, and bringing me sick karbonos, all the garbage you bring into the Beis Hamikdash. So the Navi lumps together gozel v'sepiseyach. Ma piseyach leisetekan, just as the lame animal, never going to get healed. Of gozel leistei takanta. Nothing can ever help a stolen animal. It's stolen, finished. You're never going to be able to fix it up. So the Gemara has a whole complicated story. We learned a little bit of gozel a couple of years ago. We spent a lot of time in the next couple of lines. But we're going to kind of streamline now to the point of the Gemara says, why can't you? Maybe you'll be kind of it, but you, shahol, chagadja. Finally, the Gemara says, mishnavim it's a better day. The ultimate reason why stolen carbon is no good is because of those three bad words. Mitzvah Aveira. This is the source of Mitzvah Aveira. So comes Yeshom in the Ritva, comes Rabbeinu Peretz, and say, if this pasuk is the source of Mitzvah Aveira, it has to meet the certain criteria, it has to meet the characteristics of this source. What are the characteristics of the source? This is kachim. This is kachim, but the Gemara jumped from kachim to what? To lulav. So clearly the Gemara is not limiting to kachim proper, but there is a certain dimension of kachim that is important. What is that? So the Rishonim coined a phrase, it's a mitzvah bala ratzis. You bring a korban, so the goal of the korban is l'ratzon v'nashem. You bring it as a korban, nachas ruach v'chnichoch l'ashem. It's a korban that's bala ratzis. It's almost like a gift of presenting something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most mitzvahs that we do are not presentations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I put on tzitzis, I'm not giving anything of myself to the Rav. I'm wearing tzitzis. It's a mitzvah. I put on tefillin, I'm eating matzah. Those are mitzvahs that I do. But they're not being done with teras, batonim, with teras, ritzui, with teras, with fayes, not kodesh baruch hu. Kabbalas are such. But there's one other mitzvah that has that dimension of l'ratzos as well. That's the mitzvah of lulav. Lulav. It's all lulav. It's all l'ratzos. There's a very, very strange halacha that we do in a lulav. So bizarre if you think about it. We take a lulav. We don't just pick up lulav. That's the mitzvah. That's the ikar mitzvah, just picking it up in your hands. I'm going to put myself Ashkenazi. We walk in all directions. We're shaking the lulav all over the place. The Gemara says, and by the way, you want to know how to shake your lulav? What sugi should you learn? Learn the sugi of tenufa by karbonis. The same way you do tenufa, shokha truma b'chazi atrufa, the same way you do tenufa as a karbonis. That's how you shake your lulav. Come to their parents, and Yeshua and Yvon say that there's an element, there's an aspect, there's a dimension of Latilas Lulav. It's like a shtick carbon. It's like a baton to Kishbrach. It's like a lebola ratzas, bola fayis, a Kishbrach, whatever that means. And therefore, believe it or not, those kinds of mitzvahs are governed by the klal mitzvah that we do. It's like the moshel the Gemara gives. The Gemara says that a person is giving something to the king, and they're giving to the king something that was stolen. So you're giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't give stolen goods as a gift. And don't misquote me on this. You want to eat your stolen matzah in your own house, that's okay. I don't really mean that. But you're giving stolen goods to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gift, as a korban, as a lulav, therein lies the problem. So says Rabbi Peretz, oh, now we understand what's going on, and all the sugyas, that mitzvah bavera doesn't appear. We understand why it doesn't appear in matzah. Matzah is a great mitzvah, and I'm not here to rank mitzvahs. I don't know whether lulav, you know, the Rambam writes anything or them, matzah schara, and you know, we don't know ultimately which mitzvahs. So I'm not going to rank matzah versus lulav, but there's one characteristic that lulav has, matzah does that. Lulav is a matzah takash brach. Lulav is balaratzos, matzah is balaratzos. And therefore, mitzvah b'aver makes sense in the context of lulav, and it's absent in the sugya of matzah. Similarly, says the Yeshom and Nidra, says Rabbeinu Peretz, you know why it doesn't appear in Sukkah Daf Tes? In the sugya of a Sukkah Gezula for some reason. A Sukkah is not Balaratzos. I'm not giving my Sukkah as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sitting in my own Sukkah enjoying myself. That's not Balaratzos, and therefore there's Nishmitz above there. You want to disqualify Sukkah Gezula because of Lachem, because of Lachos, because it's not Lachol in my Gezula? Actually, you're doing anything, but it's not Gubitz above there. According to this Mahalach, where does Shofar fit into the picture? This becomes a multi-million-dollar question. So whereas the first two B'yurim that we gave, that, oh, I'll tell you why there's no mitzvah b'aveira by sukkah, matzah, and shofar, is because mitzvah b'aveira doesn't exist. So shofar, we said shofar in the same breath as the other two. When it comes to the other day in Rishonim, that mitzvah b'aveira is Tyson Daf Tes, that it's only dirabonon, and we want to reason deraisa, so we lump together shofar, sukkah, and matzah, all in the same breath. But now, when we analyze the mitzvahs that are bala ratzos, let's go back to those four mitzvahs of the year, the four young tikkun mitzvahs, and analyze which are the ratzos tikkun mitzvahs and which are not. So lulav clearly is, that's what the Gemara says, it's about vera. Matzah clearly is not, says Rabbeinu Peretz, that's why it does not mention in Sukkah Daflamideh. Sukkah is clearly not, that's why it's not mentioned in Sukkah Daftes. What about shofar? Is shofar a ratzos tikkun mitzvah? Well, shofar not a ratzos tikkun mitzvah. Very, very, very tough call. Do we have anything that will lead us to believe that there's something about shofar that has almost like a carbon twist to it a little bit? Anything about shofar? Oh, so comes the Gemara with that startling statement of Masechet Rosh Hashanah and tells us that a shofar shel para is not acceptable. And one of the reasons being is because ein kategar nasa senegar, that which is reminiscent of the Egel Azov, doesn't belong in a Kodesh Hashem. He asks the Gemara, what are you talking about? The Kohen Gadol wears golden clothing the whole year. No, says the Gemara. What I mean is lefnai v'lefrim, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's a problem. You can't bring gold to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says, we're not blowing shofar for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, says the Gemara. Kevan da asa v'zikaron ki lefnai v'lefrim dami. One of the most powerful statements in all the Sefer Hashanah. Blowing shofar is like Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ram has a suffix. The third was Sefer Hashanah. The Gemara says, the kol shofar is k'sherim. You use the shofar technically from any animal. The chadchim, it should be a ram's on, a kevah's yitzvah, but mikra, there could really be any animal. So the Ram says, really, any animal? What if it's a non-kosher species of animals? Would that be okay or not? So we know we can't use non-kosher species of animals for holy things, for Dvarim Shem Kedusha, for Tashmi Shem Kedusha, for Kabbalah, things of that nature. Does that carry over to shofar or not? The Ram's not sure. So there seems to be almost like a little bit of a question where shofar fits in this grandiose scale of things. Just how kachim, l'ratzos, l'fayes, mitzvah b'yavera, how much shofar fits into that category or not. Now, truth to be told, the Ritva personally did not buy into this Yeshomim. Ritva himself rejects this Yeshomim. But one can almost like re-evaluate this Shiloh on her own, putting the Ritva aside. Is does mitzvah b'avera really truly play out by shofar? So if your whole mitzvah b'avera goes across the board, it crosses party lines, it applies to all mitzvahs, not just the ratzos mitzvahs, so then it should apply to shofar. That's what the Ritva said in the first terrace. But if you're not 100% sure that it applies to all mitzvahs, and you really think that maybe it needs that element of the ratzos, then you have to ask a further question. We're not sure whether it's limited to l'ratzos. Even if it's limited to l'ratzos, is a shofar l'ratzos mitzvah or not? A little bit unclear where do you draw the line in terms of what's called l'ratzos.
Maybe, can you say that
mitzvah
doesn't apply to my shofar, it doesn't apply to my kisses tomorrow? On special shofar, maybe the worst case of shofar is more where you're changing the actual chetz as opposed to on sefer dafan, you're not changing the chetz, it's the gavra's problem.
That's a loaded question. That goes beyond the scope now in terms of mitzvah b'avera. If mitzvah b'avera openly did in the Gabri, did in the Chef, that's a machlekes mechaschinuch and others. That's a very, very loaded lomshik question. 9:40, we're going to have to put that on hold, maybe from that time, another place. But Akoponim, I just wanted to familiarize ourselves with just the basic ABCs that call out from us from this sugya, Dafkim Chesim and Amal from Rosh Hashanah. So it's interesting because the entire thing that we spoke about today is Shalok Halacha. Because we paskin that the Shalom Shalom Yerosi, I'd say, because we hold the mitzvah of Harasdin. But that's a technicality. That doesn't undermine the entire Shia. If it did, then I wouldn't have told that to you. When I went to Shalom, we wasted 40 minutes. So that's a technicality. The fundamental question remains the same. Why should anybody dream of disqualifying the Tekiah Shofar just because an Aveir was done? So one approach is simple first answer to the Ritva. You go down the regular roots of the Aveir and call it a day. But you see the Ritva says that he was not at all sure that's correct. So we tried to give three possible suggestions as to why you can hesitate to apply Mitzvah Aveir. And the answer as to why you should hesitate has its roots not just in Shofar, but it actually has its roots in the other mitzvahs, the other Yom Tovim, either the Sukkah Mitzvah or the Matzah Mitzvah. Again, either the approach of the Balamor to say a mitzvah b'aveira may not exist altogether, the approach of Sukkah, that mitzvah b'aveira exists only midrabbanan, therefore that's the last thing we want to quote, or going down the route of Rabbeinu Peretz, the mitzvah b'aveira is limited to mitzvahs and l'ratzos, and maybe Shofar doesn't meet that criteria. So we have three different b'yurim in the sugya. We know mitzvah b'aveira appears in Sukkah, but l'gabe lula, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan. We know that it doesn't appear in Shas explicitly, neither by Matzah nor by Sukkah. We're trying to figure out why that's so. When it comes to the shofar, so we have 2 days to resolve whether it appears or not.